And that is this life. In this life, Jamuna, Manasa,
Manasa, Bhogavati. So, having these five beings, Vrindadevi becomes so attractive, and she wants to attract Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with conjugal.
Ah, how is that?
So, Jamuna is crooked. Ganga is straight.
Ganga is straight?
But yet, with Jamuna, she becomes so crooked. And here, flowing crooked. She looks towards Mahaprabhu as a crooked eyes, with affection and love. This place is especially, I told you, Govardhan Hill, in the north, Bahula and Bhandirban, both Bahula and Bhandirban, where Radha and Krishna were married, where Srimati Radhika with gopis fought with Krishna and defeated Krishna in wrestling. Krishna did rush, and this place, that place is Uchari.
Uchari.
Some high, so this portion is high, like so Mayur. Backside, or cow's backside. And this side is south. This is south. So it's here, Radha Kundam Shankar. And in the middle, Vrindavan, Rasasthali, Bansivat, Sevakund, and that's Sevakund and another kund,
Nirvan,
all are here.
This
Krishna time. With Ras dancing here under the shade of Bansi Bhat, so beautiful, and Jamuna is so near us.
Oh, because Jamuna is
in this side. So this is the place of Ras. Here Krishna meets with gopis and dances and does so many vilas here. So this place has been elected by my guru, the best place here. In Antardeep Mayapur, this is the place of Gokul and Mathura.
Oh.
Gokul and Mathura.
So in this time we're different. We're in Mathura, Gokula, and you are in Vrindavan.
And
there, we're in Vrindavan and you're in Mathura.
And there, Surbhikun, Mudrum, Godrum Deep, Godruma, cows, Drummane,
three?
No. Drum means so many. So many groups. So cows groups. It is in Nandagaon. So this is Nandagaon because there are Gopas there. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come.
That's right.
On this side.
When we were at Chaitanya Math, Bhaktisiddhanta Samadhi Mandir, there was also Radhakund, Shyamakund, Govardhan.
He has invented Srila Prabhupada. He has told that I am living on the bank of Radha Kundam Swami. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Godruma, he was near Radha Kundam Swami Kunstanand Sukhada Kundam. Asarupa and Sanatana Goswami discovered Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda in that village, Kanai Natsala.
Here in Prabhupada.
The heart is Vrindavan.
Yeah.
So, if any one, so devotee and Rasik Vaishnava, he can see it everywhere out and do bhajan. Not going here and there and roaming and running and very calm and patient should be. His sight, this sight will not, eyes will not go anywhere in this world. He will see nothing beautiful than Radha and Krishna. All will see being immersed in their vilas.
The Varaha Murti, what is the exact significance that you explained it yesterday, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Varaha.
Varaha is the manifestation of Krishna. He discovers anything by nose.
Uh-huh.
His smell power is so much that he can search anything by a smell. So, when he was taken by Asuk, Daitya and Dano, taken by what? Whom?
Yaksha.
And he put it in Taltalatal Patal. And there was no space for creation for Brahma. So, he pressed to Krishna, and at the same time something came out from his nose and became double traveled, less times more greater and greater, and he jumped into water having to the face and his mouth straight in water.
Dive.
And he came direct to
earth
in Patal and took that earth on his feet. And when he was coming, he protested, didn't answer. Anyhow, he returned so swiftly and kept it on the ground, on the level of water. And then Hirnaksh came and
fight.
Here Hirnaksh means Hiranyaman's money matter. Gold. Gold means money. His eyes was in gold. Akshamane netra, that eyes. That it means that he thought that we can achieve sukh, happiness and shanti,
peace,
only by the power of money and gold. Anyone can. And in this world, anyone have this desire, that if anyone has no this thing, is not happy. By money, by gold, anything can be collected. Husband, wife, these houses, golden houses, reputation, everything we can. But not happiness and
peace.
It can only be collected by Bhagavad Bhajan, Krishna Bhajan, nothing by love. No? So, Prahlad Maharaj is symbol of bhakti and peace, happiness. And Hiranyaksha is opposite to this. Krishna, in the shape of Baradev, has matched that idea. And he brought Prithvi to his place. So, first he became became fish. Fish, matsya, then kurma. Matsya only can live in water, and without water they will give their life. But kurma lives in water and both. He can work in both. And Bharat only can on land. Sometimes he can go crossing water if needed. But he lives in land. And then Nisingha, half man, half animal. And then full man, but bound angul. And then full man, like Parshuram, but angry. And with tamasic bhav, fighting always. Shape is of man, but actually as animal, fighting always and killing all the nonsense. And then Ram, so beautiful, but she was full tied with marjada. Marjada, you know? Niti, marjada.
Social convention.
Like that, always. He cannot move an inch by without this. You will see that where Sita is doing with marjada,
restriction. With restriction.
She should not do anything beyond
rules and regulations.
If Sita will go against rules and regulations, he will leave them. And after that, Balram and Krishna came full Nara. Nara means?
Human
being. And full Prem. And they became, as the servant of gopis, father and mother, actually in Braja. And they did not break the marjada Prem. But he throwed out as a football this marjada and all nitis. Ram cannot live with two women, even of golden Sita. He will not keep two, only one Sita. But Krishna lacks and lacks and lacks. He can have gopis and he will do prem and tell that I love you more.
No restriction.
And cheating, Kamsa, and their husbands and all. Gopis also. More than Krishna cheating, all them, and such Krishna. With prayer and affection. So Krishna here becomes under the control of gopis. And this is the most top, highest manifestation of Godhead. So Krishna.
And then Mahaprabhu?
Then Mahaprabhu came and told that what is Krishna and what is Radha and what is Braja and what is Braj Prem. If he did not come, anyone will not know him. Only they will know that Krishna is only a girl and a Kishore. And Srimati Radhika was Kishori girl, and they were have worldly lust and all these things. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and established there all these things. And after that, Buddha Dev came But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come, Buddha Dev will not come. Mm-hmm. Or Kalki will not come.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes?
Kalki will not come.
So once in a day of Brahma, mm-hmm. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. Mm-hmm.
And rest Kalki comes.
Rest,
All of the Kali Yuga Kalki comes.
So this Kali Yuga, no Kalki?
No need, because all are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No place, no peace, no nothing. All like you, in whole world, Krishna name is going on everywhere. So what is the need of Kali?
Okay.
And what is the use of Kali?
So what's going to happen when time of Kali Yuga is finished and
next Satya Yuga? Perhaps it will spread more and more, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You will come and see, every whole world is.
So then no more than Satya Yuga immediately.
What need of Satya? I don't want
Satya Yuga.
Because at that time you will be austerities, like, And Aham Brahmasmi. What is the use of?
No frame.
So in previous Kali Yuga, in this Kali Yuga, and in previous Kali Yuga, there is always Sankirtan.
Sankirtan is not like this, with frame. No Sankirtan like this.
But there is Sankirtan.
With frame, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not like this.
Not like this.
How will it be in other Kali Yuga when there is no Mahaprabhu?
Not with affection and frame. Mm-hmm. Only Hare Krishna. And from that, anyone can have salvation and five kinds of
mukti. Just mukti, but not
prem. So, who is at that time introducing the Sankirtan?
Yugadhar.
Yugadhar Mahavatar.
Anyone comes, not Krishna, Mahaprabhu.
Uh-huh.
Krishna comes in the shape of
What is exactly the relationship or the behavior externally, internally, when we practice this process? Like sometimes we are chanting and we feel very much happiness inside, and then we also have to behave outside in some way or another way. Sometimes we understand little how to do this, but maybe you can explain how we should behave externally and internally.
We should behave so that our internal modes should not be disturbed. We should practice like this. Keeping that side well, we can behave upward. And with sadhu mode, those who don't want this thing, outwardly they want money, something. And those who want internally association, this should be freely with heart. Those who are politicians, we should do pranam and be some power. But not we should not expose all these things that I don't want. We should cleverly deal with it. But anything we should see that by doing so our bhakti is going up or down. If down, we should not come. Our whole sight will be on this. If it is favorable for bhakti, we can accept. In Sadhguru, there are so many stars, there are so many
stages.
Those who are in high level, we should mix with them in such. Anyhow, we are sadhana. Understand? Sadhana. we want that those who are doing actually Ragatmika Bhakti, like Nanda Yashoda, like Gopi, Lalita Vishakha, Rukmini, Subhamsi Dham, their mood should come to me, whom I want, to whom I have believed. That mood should come to me. What is for example, we should take, and what is opposite for taking that, we should. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Anger, calm, crow, low, mud, moh, master, all these things. And mixing with abhakta, mayabadi, karmigyan, or the persons who are doing bhakti, but not the same mood as that I want. Both should be also one. Then we should mix with them very happily. If a person is of dasya-bhava and he cannot go up to dasya-bhava, but I want something more, I cannot quench my thirst there. So I should associate with the persons who is favorable to me, mood is favorable, or same that I want. And there I will give my head in the lotus feet of that person. I will admit everything what he tells. And our behavior should be frankly to them, inwardly also. But where we are not finding this, all these things, we will have to behave outwardly enough. So we should see all these things and behave like that, or bhakti should go.
So inwardly we meditate on a particular mood.
It should come in a greed, like a greed.
Mm-hmm.
By reading, hearing the pastimes of Krishna and the his parikar, with
associates.
In which I we are greed. We should try to hear, listen, remember and do. So that's where I will see that I will not get anything favorable. I will try to be far away from you. Rupa Goswami, 1 lakh rupees a day for preparing and distributing prasad, he will do or not?
No.
Fine? This is a very great bhakti. But you can recognize that question. If a man comes and gives me lakhs dollars for 1 hour to prepare and distribute Mahaprasad, I will not. I have no time to. I will take that 2 days and give it half to any person, any man, and I will tell that you should go away. And half I will have, and I will give to Vaishnava to Guru Seva, Guru Seva Vaishnava. It is also bhakti. The chant is also bhakti. The member is also bhakti. To follow the footprints of Rupa Dharma is also bhakti.
Yeah.
But What type of bhakti is top of all?
Shravana, Kirtana.
To follow Rupa Raghunath. So Raghunath has distributed and prepared like this, and distributed here and there, Mahaprabhu. Or not? Ketana Mahaprabhu has done this?
They have big festivals.
They
have big festivals.
Who?
For the devotees.
Mahaprabhu?
Yeah.
Always weeping, weeping.
Yeah.
He had no time to do like this.
To wipe his tears.
When he will cook Mahaprabhu and he will distribute to whom? He is distributing so much Mahaprasad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Radha Krishna.
So you do not advise to do this?
I want to distribute both prayers. Both prayers pray. What prayer is in Gaur Priya, that kind of prayer I want to distribute and prepare.
Very excellent.
How are you?
Gurudev, you didn't finish telling us about Lord Varaha being worshipped here.
What?
You were talking about Lord Varaha, and then you were going to tell us why he's being worshipped here.
He is Dham Devata. He is the Dham Rakshaka.
Protector.
Protector of this Dham. Mm. So he will drive out Maya. And he will keep us in Navadvip Dham. And he will mercifully help us to see Navadvip Dham body. Only party. We want not, we don't want Bara Prem. We want Gaur Prem. May I give you Bara Prem?
I don't think
Gaur Prem.
The shape of Bara Prem.
No shape of Bara Prem. That's by continuing.
As Baladev shaped this earth and brought it from the hands of demons and gave it to God. So Baladev should be merciful. He should be merciful to us so that he will protect all anarchs and he will keep us in Navadvip Dham so that we can achieve Gaur Prem. For this we remember Bharata. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to cut here. We want that list.
Gurudev, I'm reading Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Ah,
so there's one nice pastime when that Brahmin comes to cook in Jagannath Mishra's house and Nimai keeps coming and taking the offering. So it says here, they're chastising him, and they say, the young ladies all tease, "Hey Nimai, is this the way you should act, stealing the Brahmin's food?" With a smile on his exquisite moonlight face, Lord Chaitanya replied, "What is my fault? The Brahmin called me." But they objected, "Oh Nimai, will you do more mischief now that you have lost your caste? Who knows this Brahmin, where he comes from, or who is his family? How can you maintain your caste after having eaten food cooked by him?" Smiling, Lord Chaitanya replied, "I belong to the cow tender's caste. I accept food prepared by a Brahmin all the time. How does a cow tender lose his caste by eating a Brahmin's food?" saying this, the Lord looked at everyone with a smile. So, I don't understand why he would lose his caste by eating food cooked by a Brahmin.
Because you are out of caste, so you are not understanding.
Right, so can you explain to me?
When you come in under caste, then hereditary we will understand it. We are in caste, but we should, like football, that caste, and came out of caste. So we don't want to understand all these things. But you are out of caste, so you want to understand.
I thought you were bringing me back into caste.
No. You are not satisfied being out of caste.
I'm not what?
So I'm saying, you are not satisfied. But I'm satisfied, so I have gone out of caste.
Many better to be outcast.
Then he says, as a cow tender, I eat food prepared by a Brahmin all the time. Who is it that's cooking for Krishna? Who's the
Brahmin?
Brahmin
cooks because he's
Vaishnava. Brahmin means bhakti. Who knows Brahma? Brahma is Krishna. Who knows Krishna? Only they can cook and Krishna can cook.
I thought Mother Yashoda is cooking for him, Srimati Radhika is coming and cooking for him, like that. There
is his. Satyamad is Brahmani, she is cooking. Sita Devi is cooking. Malini of Shivas Pandit, wife, cooking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. Damayanti also cooks and Mahaprabhu says. These are Brahmins.
But he's saying as a cow.
Govinda cooks so much. Govinda, you know?
Yeah. Servants.
Oh.
Govinda cooks. But by caste he was Sudra. Lowest. But yet he cooks. He is Brahman. More than
real Brahman.
Not only Brahman, but
Vaishnava.
Vaishnava. More than he can take, if you can cook, he can take. But if you are hurt, no anger, no lust, no pratistha, nothing, only hurt, then he will kill. Otherwise, he will wait until you become so pure. प्रणयधित सुसक्तों मादम अक्तोर गर्वै धरकतिक मुकुंदा कल्पिता कल्प कल्पा खर्मक मुमराधे मुक्तमाम This is perhaps sixth slow. What is this meaning?
Kalpata
Turatante Prabhu Sabhad Vidrakta Seventh और एट्थ श्लोक है पचन दर ग्रोसात दैवत कृष्ण जाता तपत विहित माना मौली तत्वते प्रकट प्रभु वृंदारण्य मग्नामनाभ्य प्रमुख मुमराधे नित्यमानंद पचन दर ग्रोसात दैवत ये कृष्ण जाता रसमयी श्रीमती राधिका You know Rasmi? Who is Rasmi?
I want to
know. Full of Rasmi. What was?
Rasmi is Madan Rasmi.
Madan Rasmi.
Madan Rasmi.
Well, peaceful what Madan Rasmi. Without drinking, the nectar of Srimati Radhika Kali, you cannot alight. Then that one is bad. Always thirsty for drinking that way. Yes? Madhur Rasa.
Madam.
So Radhika is portion of that Rasa. Fine. Making with Krishna, so please. sometimes serving Radhika, sometimes being served by Radhika. And so with less and less things. It seems that when Krishna is serving Arjuna, being served by Radhika, a yuga, you mean?
Age,
Satya Yoga and Kaita, Dwapar, all Brahma, Atri,
the night of Brahma,
goes in a moment.
Like blinking. Nimishana.
And then he is alone without Radhika.
The
palak becomes?
1,000 ages. Eternal.
So, he wants, just one, that's it. And that's it, I'm going to the person of Russia in meeting. He wants to renew the meeting. How he will renew?
By having.
He wants that she should be angry with me. And then I will drink that
mind.
So willingly he does anything that she
makes
angry. And then he sees Radhika in man when he becomes angry. More close to compare with him. Her eyes, her mouth, her postures, everything. Her seeing, everything. He wants to see all this. So he makes a reason that he should come. It has four priests.
Chandra.
Chandra. Chandra. What Chandra means? Chandra. So she at once becomes angry. And that's it. All bells here become so serious that not talk anything else and become abhorrent. Then Krishna says, oh, Chandranani. What is the name of Chandranani?
Moon face.
Moon face. Oh, beautiful. It is like, no. Oh, I like not telling you Chandranani, but I like telling you
Chandranani. This is very good. This is
best. Then, still Radhika is in mind and not talking anything. People that I have not done any offense to you, but you still...
You're angry.
And Sati told that the proof we side of Radhika. But he told that Krishna can never let him. He is always... What?
Willing to be with you.
But for nothing in the being. You are giving yourself so sorry or
making yourself miserable.
Miserable. So you should. Because they anyhow he has done something. Something offensive. So if he will come and apologize for that, then I will. So.
What is then, the apology? What he has to do?
To apology? That I will never do like this. I will never say Chandra. Or anything. This is going to occur like that. You know so many tricks. I cannot live without you.
I never go to anybody else.
I will not go to... I don't know anyone. So many chattering and flattering. Then it's simple again. So this way this
going on.
So the Mata Gosvami is going to simple.
Sometimes Krishna also becomes angry. And sometimes both become angry. How is this?
Very good.
But not first. Let all angry and all lust and all kinds of desiring worldly things to be angry. Otherwise, this will not come. What is the meaning of Gadadhar?
What is the meaning of Gadadhar? No.
No,
I know simple meaning.
What?
Just it is the name of he who wields the club. But that's not the real meaning.
Gada.
Gada.
Gada means we are always keeping that thing. Hands
carrying this.
That is bansi. Bansi is
gada. Bansi is gada.
So gadadhar means bansi dhar. Gad means affection.
Ah.
Your affection of Radha. Always having this thing is gada. So not here gadadhar means having.
Yes, yes. That
Gada means?
Club.
Club. Not club. In Dwarka?
Yes.
It is club. But here, Bhansi and Krishna. Radha Prince.
Now, Bhakti, you know, Thakura Godrum, Swananda Sukada Kunj, he worships the Dai Gauranga. His mood is worshipping.
You are telling that Gadai Gauranga means?
Radha Krishna.
By worshipping that Gadai Gauranga, Radha and Krishna come out.
He prefers to be in Navadvipa.
Uh-huh.
He prefers Thakur Bhaktivinoda. He worshipped from Nadia, from Godrum. He also didn't come to Vrindavan.
He had his bhajan kutir at Radha Kund.
Yes, but he remained here most of the time. Is this only matter of taste?
Mm-hmm.
A special preference to be in Navadvipa than to be in Vrindavan?
It depends on the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sent Rupa Sanatana, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta and all other children. He kept Gadadhar Pandit Sarup Damodar all. He sent also Gopal Bhatta too. So, it depends on the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Radha Krishna, what's his reason behind worshipping Radha Krishna in the form of Gadai Gauranga?
Again, you should tell
that question. Why did Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura not worship Radha Krishna? Why did he worship Gadai Gauranga? Gaur-Vidhara.
Vibhakta, and they are in first stage. Those who are full of offenses, Namaprad, Dhamaprad, Vaishnaprad, he has worshipped Gau Gadadhar, or he has established in Mayapur Gau Vishnu Priya. Here we see in Mayapur Gau Pit,
Lakshmi Priya,
Vishnu Priya, or Lakshmi Priya. Donovan. It has been established by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Thakur. For ordinary bhakti. Gaur Gadadhar or Gaur Vishnu Priya. Because he knew that when a person, unadvanced person, with full offenses, full of offenses and namaprabha, he cannot worship Krishna. There is no worship of Radha and Krishna. It is seva, it is done seva, bhava seva of Radha and Krishna. Actually, those who worship Radha and Krishna with Vaidhi Bhakti, this worship is counted in Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. You know? So, to develop that bhakti into pure bhakti, he has established Gaur Vishnu Priya, Gaur Gadadhar.